This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sandimon, cyclosporin. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Sandimon. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. The information in this leaflet was last updated on the date listed on the final page. More recent information on the medicine may be available. You should ensure that you speak to your pharmacist or doctor to obtain the most up-to-date information on the medicine. You can also download the most up-to-date leaflet from www.novartis.com.au. Those updates may contain important information about the medicine and its use, of which you should be aware. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Sandimon against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Sandimon is used for? Sandimon is used for people who have had a kidney, heart, or liver transplant to prevent the body from rejecting the new organ. It does this by blocking the development of special cells which would normally attack the transplanted tissue. Sandimon is also used to treat several other conditions which are thought to be caused by a problem with the immune system. A kidney disease, called nephrotic syndrome. Severe cases of rheumatoid arthritis, a disease affecting the joints with pain and swelling. Severe cases of psoriasis, a skin disease with thickened patches of red skin, often with silvery scales. Atopic dermatitis, skin allergies. Sandimon contains the active ingredient, cyclosporin. It belongs to a group of medicines called immunosuppressive agents. These medicines help to control your body's immune system. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Sandimon is only available with the doctor's prescription. It is not addictive. Before you are given Sandimon, when you must not have it. You must not have Sandimon if you have ever had an allergic reaction to any of the following. Cyclosporin, the active ingredient in Sandimon. Cremophore, EL, a castor oil derivative and Sandimon concentrate, which may cause severe allergic reactions. Alcohol, any of the other ingredients of Sandimon, listed at the end of this leaflet. If you think you may be allergic to Sandimon, ask your doctor for advice. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include hives, or an itchy skin rash, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, faintness, wheezing, or troubled breathing. Do not have Sandimon after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. In that case, return it to your pharmacist. Do not give Sandimon to a child under 16 years of age to treat severe rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, or atopic dermatitis. There is not enough information to recommend its use for these diseases in children under 16 years of age. However, Sandimon can be used in children younger than 16 who have had an organ transplant or who have nephrotic syndrome. Before you are given it, if you have been prescribed Sandimon for nephrotic syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, or atopic dermatitis, tell your doctor if you also have any of these health problems or medical conditions. High blood pressure that is not controlled. Any uncontrolled infection. A poorly functioning immune system. Problems with your kidneys or liver. Severe heart, lung, or blood vessel disease. Any type of cancer, including skin cancer. Your doctor may not want you to have Sandimon, or may want to take special precautions if you have any of these conditions. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Experience with Sandimon in pregnancy is very limited. The use of immunosuppressant medicines, including cyclosporin, during pregnancy has been shown to increase the risk of problems in the mother and the unborn child. If it is necessary for you to take this medicine, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of taking it during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is not recommended since cyclosporin, the active ingredient in Sandimon, passes into breast milk and may affect your baby. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Many other medicines may be affected by Sandimon, or they may affect how well Sandimon works. This includes St. John's wort, an ingredient in many medicines, that you can buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, health food shop, or supermarket. Methotrexate, a medicine to treat severe rheumatoid arthritis, some types of cancers, and psoriasis. Antibacterial aminoglycoside type agents, e.g. gentamicin, tobramycin. Antifungal agents containing amphotericin B. Antibacterial agents containing ciprofloxacin. Cytostatics containing melphalan. Agents used to treat urinary tract infection containing trimethoprim. Medicines used to treat pain. Non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, e.g. diclofenac. Acid secretion inhibitors of the H2 receptor antagonist type, e.g. cimetidine, ranitidine, which are used to reduce the amount of acid in your stomach. Other drugs which may affect the kidneys. Antibacterial agents of the macrolide type, e.g. clarithromycin, azithromycin, erythromycin. Antifungal agents of the azole type, e.g. fluconazole, itraconazole, ketoconazole, voriconazole, or terbinafine. Oral contraceptives, levonorgestrel and norethisterone. Protease inhibitors, used to treat or prevent infections caused by viruses. Imatinib, a medicine used to treat some cancers. Anthracycline anti-cancer medicines, such as doxorubicin. Certain blood pressure reducing agents of the calcium antagonist type, e.g. nifedipine, amlodipine, verapamil, diltiazem, amiodarone, or of the endothelin receptor antagonist type, e.g. bisentan, ambrisentan. Certain anticonvulsives, used to prevent fits or seizures, e.g. carbamazepine, phenytoin. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Colchicine, used to treat gout disease with painful, swollen joints. HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, statins, or fibric acid derivatives, which are used to treat high cholesterol. Prednisolone, a corticosteroid used to treat inflammatory diseases such as arthritis, asthma, colitis. Etoposide, used to treat cancer. Repaglinide, used to treat type 2 diabetes. Aliskiren, used to treat high blood pressure. Potassium-sparing drugs, or potassium-containing drugs. Triclopidine, a medicine that is used after a stroke. Octreotide, a medicine used to treat excess growth hormone, relieve the symptoms of certain types of cancer, or having surgery on the pancreas. Orlistat, used to help with weight loss. Danazol, a medicine used to treat menstrual disorders. Allopurinol, a medicine used to treat gout, a disease with painful, swollen joints caused by uric acid crystals. Metoclopramide, a medicine used to prevent nausea and vomiting. Colic acid and derivatives, which are used to treat gallstones. Tacrolimus, everolimus, or sirolimus, which are medicines that lower your immunity. Dabigatran, an anticoagulant medicine used to prevent stroke. Mycophenolate sodium, or Mofetil, which are medicines that lower your immunity. Iltrombopag, medicine to stimulate the formation of new platelets in the blood. Cannabidiol, medicinal cannabis. You may need to take different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while having Sandiman. If you have not told your doctor about any of these things, tell him or her before you have Sandiman. Administering Sandiman. You will be given Sandiman by a slow infusion. Sandiman will be diluted with normal saline, or 5% glucose before use. Your doctor will adjust your dose to one that is ideal for you. To do this, you will need to have regular blood tests and visits to the hospital, particularly after transplantation. This will give you the chance to talk to your doctor about your treatment and mention any problems that you may have. Sandiman is different from Neoral. There is another medicine called Neoral which also contains cyclosporin. However, there are important differences between these two medicines. Because of these differences, you must not change from Sandiman to Neoral, or from Neoral to Sandiman, unless it is under the strict supervision of your doctor. Do not have Sandiman and take Neoral at the same time. How much to have? The dose of Sandiman is worked out for each person. It will depend on how much you weigh, what condition is being treated, how well Sandiman works for you, and whether you have any side effects from this medicine. Your dose may be changed from time to time. Your doctor will work out the correct dose of Sandiman for you. How it will be given. Concentrate for intravenous infusion. Sandiman can be given by intravenous infusion, drip for a short time after transplant surgery, or in other cases, where the medicine cannot be taken by mouth. The dose is given in hospital, usually over 2 to 6 hours. How long treatment will last? This medicine will be given for as long as your doctor recommends. The length of treatment will depend on what medical condition you have. For transplant patients, you will need to take one or more immunosuppressant medicines for as long as you have the transplanted organ. For nephrotic syndrome, you may be given Sandimon for 3 months to start with. If it helps your condition, your doctor may decide to continue Sandimon treatment for as long as it helps you and does not cause serious side effects. For severe rheumatoid arthritis, you will usually be given Sandimon for 3 months to start with. It may take this long to know whether Sandimon will help your condition. If Sandimon is effective, your doctor may then lower the dose and you will continue treatment at the lowest dose that is suitable for you. For severe psoriasis, you will usually be given Sandimon for up to 6 weeks to start with. If your condition improves, your doctor may want you to continue treatment at the lowest effective dose. You can only expect a benefit from this medicine while you continue to be given it. For severe atopic dermatitis, you will usually be given Sandimon for up to 8 weeks to start with. Once your condition has improved, the dose may be slowly reduced, and in some cases, may even be stopped. Once treatment has stopped, your condition is likely to return, although this may take several weeks or months. Your doctor may then want you to start having Sandimon again. If you think that you have been given too much overdose, immediately tell your doctor or telephone the Poisons Information Center, telephone number 131126, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Sandimon. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Keep the telephone numbers for these places handy. While you are being given Sandimon, things you must do. Sandimon must be given exactly as your doctor has prescribed. You must be given this medicine exactly as prescribed, so that it will work properly, and to prevent unwanted side effects. Make sure that you keep all of your doctor's appointments and have any tests done that are ordered by your doctor. Your doctor may ask you to have tests from time to time, to check how well your kidneys and liver are working. It may be necessary to measure the amount of cyclosporin, as well as the levels of other chemicals, e.g. potassium in your blood. Your blood pressure will also be checked regularly. Avoid eating large amounts of foods that are high in potassium. In some people having Sandimon, the amount of potassium in the blood can increase, called hyperkalemia. The amount of potassium in the blood can also be increased by eating certain foods. Your doctor can tell you which foods to avoid. If you become pregnant while having Sandimon, tell your doctor. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks of taking it while you are pregnant. If you develop lumps anywhere on/in your body, or develop any moles, or you notice changes in existing moles, tell your doctor. This may be an early sign of a cancer. Immunosuppressant medicines, including Sandimon, may increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including skin cancer and lymphoma, cancer of the lymphatic system. Limit your exposure to sunlight and UV light. If you go out in the sun, wear a hat, appropriate protective clothing, and a sunscreen with a high protection factor. This will help to prevent the development of skin cancer. If you have psoriasis or atopic dermatitis, you must be especially careful about developing skin cancer. Visit your skin specialist regularly for checkups. Take special care of your teeth and gums. If you experience any symptoms of infection, e.g. fever, sore throat, inform your doctor immediately. People taking immunosuppressant medicines are at a greater risk of getting infections. Taking good care of your teeth and gums will help to prevent dental and mouth infections. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are being given Sandimon. Tell any other doctor, dentist, or pharmacist who treats you that you are being given Sandimon. Things you must not do. Do not have any vaccinations without first checking with your doctor. Some vaccines may be less effective, or they may cause unwanted side effects while you are being given Sandimon. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving, operating machinery, or doing jobs that require you to be alert while you are being given Sandimon until you know how it affects you. This medicine can cause tiredness, lack of energy, or confusion in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive or do anything else that could be dangerous. Sandimon concentrate for infusion contains 34.4% volume by volume alcohol, 27.8% weight by volume. A 100 mg dose of Sandiman concentrate contains about half a gram of alcohol, equivalent to about 14 milliliters of beer, or 6 milliliters of wine. Alcohol may be harmful for those suffering from alcoholism, epilepsy, brain injury, or liver disease, as well as pregnant or breastfeeding women and children. Like other medicines that dampen the immune system, cyclosporin may influence your body's ability to fight against infection and may cause tumors or other malignancies, particularly of the skin. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being given Sandiman, even if you do not think it is connected with the medicine. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, but most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Your doctor may be able to relieve some of the side effects of Sandiman by lowering the dose. If you are over 65 years old, you should be especially careful while being given this medicine. Report any side effects promptly to your doctor. As people grow older, they are more likely to get side effects from medicines. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you: tiredness, lack of energy, burning feeling in hands and feet, usually during the first week of treatment, excessive growth of body and facial hair, overgrown, thickened, swollen, or bleeding gums, stomach upset, including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, loss of appetite, diarrhea, stomach cramps, stomach ulcer, tremor, shaking, headache, including migraine, sensitivity to light, weight loss or gain, feeling depressed, sad, flushing of face, acne, darkening of skin, painful menstrual periods or lack of periods, increase in size of breasts in males and females, muscle cramps, tenderness or weakness, blocked or stuffy nose, pain of lower extremities. The above side effects are not usually serious. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following: fever, temperature above 37 degrees Celsius, constant flu-like symptoms such as chills, sore throat, aching joints, swollen glands, or any other signs of infection, unusual bleeding or bruising, signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing, new lumps or moles or changes to existing moles anywhere on the body, swelling of the eyelids, hands or feet due to excess fluid, a change in the amount of urine passed or in the number of times you urinate, pain on urinating, dark, bloody or smelly urine, yellowing of the skin and or eyes, jaundice often accompanied by generally feeling unwell, for example, tiredness, lack of energy, loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, pain in the abdomen, severe pain or tenderness in the stomach or abdomen, vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, black sticky bowel motions or bloody diarrhea, unusual tiredness or weakness which may be accompanied by dizziness, spots before the eyes, shortness of breath and pale skin, numbness or pins and needles in the hands and feet, a disturbance in brain function which may cause a variety of symptoms including personality changes, confusion, disorientation, agitation, inability to sleep, decreased responsiveness, weakness, and loss of coordination in arms and legs with or without abnormal speech or eye movements, seizures, fits, clumsiness, memory loss, difficulty speaking or understanding what others say, visual hallucinations, seeing things that are not there, or other problems with vision, coma, paralysis of part or all of the body, stiff neck, buzzing or ringing in the ears, difficulty hearing. The above are serious side effects that need medical attention. Some side effects may not give you any symptoms and can only be found when tests are done. Some of these side effects include changes in kidney or liver function or liver injury with or without yellow eyes or skin, raised blood pressure, increase in the amount of potassium or cholesterol in the blood, decrease in the amount of magnesium in the blood, increase in the amount of uric acid in the blood, which can lead to gout, increase in blood sugar, low white blood cell count, low levels of red blood cells, low levels of platelets in the blood. Your doctor will make sure that tests are done regularly to watch for these side effects. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. If you notice any other side effects not mentioned in this leaflet, please inform your doctor or pharmacist. Other side effects not listed here may happen in some people. After using Sandimon, storage. Sandimon is usually stored in the doctor's surgery, or clinic, or at the pharmacy. However, if you need to store Sandimon, keep the medicine where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Keep Sandimon in the original pack until it is time for it to be given. Disposal. If you no longer need Sandimon, or it has passed its expiry date, return any unused medicine to your pharmacist. Product description. What it looks like. Sandimon concentrate for intravenous infusion is a clear, brown yellow oily liquid in 1 milliliter, or 5 milliliter glass ampoules, packs of 10. Ingredients. Sandimon concentrate for intravenous infusion contains 50 milligram cyclosporin per milliliters of infusion solution. It also contains macrogold glycerol ricin oleate / polyoxyethylated castor oil, cremophor, EL, ethanol, alcohol. Sponsor. Sandimon is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-671-203. Registered trademark. Australian registration numbers. Sandimon 50 mg per 1 ml ampoule Ostar 13370. Sandimon 250 mg in 5 ml ampoule Ostar 47290. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024. SIM 210,324C.doc, based on PI, SIM 210,324I.doc.